G'day, Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. The best time to plant your garlic bulbs would be in the fall, traditionally after the autumnal equinox, September 23rd. Now garlic and onions and other plants in the allium family are sensitive to the length of days, and they mature during the longest days of the summer, so fall planting for the garlic gives it a jump start on the growing season. Now garlic is easy to grow, but it needs deeply cultivated, well-drained, and rich soil. So add 2 to 3 inches of compost and well-rotted manure to the bed before planting. Now hardneck garlic is the best type for Muskoka, but you can plant several varieties to try them out. Separate the cloves just before planting to keep them from drying out. The largest cloves will produce the biggest bulbs. So plant individual cloves, peels intact with the pointy end up, which is always handy, about 2 inches deep and maybe 6 inches apart. Your garlic will form roots, but little or no top growth before the ground will freeze. Now early next spring, your garlic will be ready to grow, sending up those tiny shoots as soon as the ground thaws. At that time, though, do be careful with frost because they're very tender. When you are growing them, feed the plants every other week with a liquid fertilizer from when the shoots emerge in the early spring until about the 1st of June. And water is critical during this point, too, because the bulbs are starting to form. So try for an inch a week, including rainfall, and generally stop watering in July to allow the bulbs to start to dry out. Now, as it matures, garlic will send up a seed stalk called a scape about the summer solstice, June 20th or so. Do cut this off to get more energy into the bulb. Now these looped scapes are tasty added to salads or stir fries, to soups, omelet, even wonderful in pesto. But do leave a couple scapes on the plant to indicate the time for harvest. Now you could have already harvested your garlic for this year, usually by the end of July or early August. I'm usually a bit later, so any time toward the end of August I'll be harvesting mine. But when the leaves start turning brown and the scapes that you left on from last year uncurl and stand up straight. Now dig them very carefully because they're quite tender now. Hang bunches of the newly harvested garlic to dry in a cool, well-ventilated, shady spot for 3 or 4 weeks to help them cure. And after the leaves, roots, and outer layers are completely dry, brush off any loose soil, trim the roots to about 1/4 inch, and cut the tops back to 1 or 2 inches above the bulb before storing them for the winter. Now the best conditions for storage are near freezing temperatures in 65-70% humidity. Hardneck garlic will keep for 5 months. We don't really usually grow softneck garlic up here, but it can keep a little longer. Now do save your biggest cloves to replant for the next year. Old timers have that happy little saying that garlic learns because it adapts to your growing conditions and improves yearly. Grab life by the bulbs and plant some garlic this fall was one of their favorite sayings. Now I don't recommend using most grocery store garlic heads, because they've probably been treated, and most of the ones we get here, not all, but most, have used to been grown in California or China, somewhere like that, so they might not be suited for our harsher climate, and they also might carry pests or diseases. Again, if you want big bulbs, use seed garlic from local nurseries, farmers market, or online seed suppliers. Garlic does best in full sun, which would be 6 to 8 hours of sunlight per day. A couple weeks or so before planting, prepare the soil by mixing it well with some fertilizer. Garlic is a heavy feeder, so early in the spring, side dress it or broadcast blood meal, pelleted chicken manure, a synthetic source of nitrogen, such as pelleted fertilizer on the bed. Fertilize again just before the bulbs begin to swell in response to the longer days, usually in early May, and repeat when the foliage begins to turn yellow. Now do keep the planting site well weeded. Garlic doesn't do well with competition. It needs all the available nutrients to itself. and again water every few days during the bulbing season, which is mid-May until June. And if May and June are very dry, irrigate quite deeply every 8 to 10 days. And as mid-June approaches, you can taper off on the watering. Now again, we mentioned hardneck. Garlic is the best choice for Muskoka because they're cold hardy for our harsh winters, if we ever get a harsh winter again. And these are the type that grow one ring of nice fat cloves right around a hard stem, with fewer but larger cloves per bulb than the softnecks ones. Now, Music is the name of a mild hardneck variety. There's a chestnut red, which is mild and sweet. There's an early Italian, a German red, Spanish Rojo, which is strong and hot. It's an heirloom with classic garlic flavor. So there's all sorts of good varieties, and it's kind of fun to try one or two instead of just using the same kind. Now, I even put in elephant garlic, but you know, elephant garlic isn't really a true garlic, but it's grown similarly to the hardneck varieties and requires a long, cool growing season in our zone 3, which is here, of course. Now, when you go to pull your garlic, if you haven't done it already, if it's pulled too early, the bulb wrapping will be thin and it disintegrates easily, and sometimes the little bulbs are still too soft. But if left in the ground too long, the bulbs sometimes split apart. The skin might split, which exposes that little bulb to disease, and also can affect their length of storage. But to harvest, carefully dig them. Don't yank or pull on the stems too much, but lift them up with a garden fork. Avoid damaging the roots, and especially the root plate. That's where the little roots attach to the bulb. Lift the plants and carefully brush off the surplus soil, but don't remove any foliage or roots before drying them thoroughly. Now, we mentioned about letting it cure in a nice area like that. So let it cure in an airy, shady spot. And once the garlic bulbs are dry, you can store them again in a cool, dark, dry place. Now, don't put them in your basement because it's probably too humid. It might even be too warm there. And don't store them in your refrigerator either, because there it's going to be too cold and too damp. The flavor will increase as your bulbs dry out. Properly stored, garlic should last until your next crop harvested next summer. This is Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society, hoping that you will enjoy planting and eating garlic that you've grown yourself, and have a great Muskoka day. Bye-bye for now.